Hello, my name is Dave, and this is our sixth podcast where we're spending time talking about our three friends who I've called Charlie, Sam and Alex, as a way to help you to understand how they work together, if you like, to create all of our experiences throughout each and every day. If you haven't listened to the first few podcasts, that is absolutely fine, and if that is the case, perhaps you might speak with the adult in your life about that, as they could help you to find it on the website so you can have a listen. So today we're going to talk about feeling anxious about change. And I'll be talking through how normal it is to feel this way when there is change around us. We've been living in a strange time, haven't we, this year, and most of us have experienced some kind of change in our lives due to the virus that came about. Perhaps some of these changes might sound familiar to you. Not being at school for a while and needing to do homeschooling. Not being able to play with our friends, or certainly not being able to play with them as much as we'd like. Not being able to see some family members, let's say. Not being able to go to the park. Not being able to go to the shops. Feeling like we're missing out on our hobbies, dancing, football, swimming, or any other interests that we might have. Now, I wondered, before all these recent changes had happened, maybe we could think about other changes that we've had in our lives. And when I say change, I mean when things haven't stayed the same, or to put it another way, when they become different. Perhaps some examples of those other changes could be when we started to use different sets of cutlery, or we grow out of our shoes and clothes. When we've had to change school or move to a different area to live. When our best friend or someone close to us moves away. When we stopped seeing someone that we love. If we got injured and couldn't take part in an event that we should have been in. Can you think of any others? What I'm speaking about really is that there are things that would have changed in our lives at some point. And when things don't feel normal to us, when it feels like the unknown, when we're not sure how to react, or when we're not so sure what is going to happen next. When change happens, we can feel lots of different things. Maybe excited, happy, worried, scared, or anxious. Whatever way we are feeling, it is normal to feel this way. Even if we might be feeling nervous or anxious, or and don't like the way we're feeling and want to feel another way, such as feeling happy. But sometimes though, if we are scared of how we feel, this can make the thing that we are scared about seem bigger and bigger, and to seem more of a problem. This can happen a lot to adults too, when there is change around us, or when we're worried about something that is unknown to us. Let's think of one example of change in more detail. Lots of boys and girls might be starting to go back to school now, or the time is getting closer to when that is the case. Now, remembering our three friends, Charlie, Alex and Sam. Sam is likely to be busy giving us lots of messages to think about, such as the classroom. We need to work at a distance. We can't hug our friends as normal at the moment. We need to work separately. Whatever message or thought that we spend more time thinking about, this will lead to the way that we feel. Or rather, our friend Alex will bring that experience alive, giving us our scared, anxious, happy, or excited feelings. Like we've spoken about in the other stories and podcasts in the Everyday Kids so far, when we understand where our feelings are coming from, then this really helps to realise that we can choose to believe scary or anxious thoughts, or to think about them in a different way, such as, are they really true? If it is that you are feeling anxious, as with any other feeling, there are a couple of things that can really help us. The first thing is to think about someone else that might be experiencing similar feelings as you. Amongst many reasons why that is useful, it helps us to see that we're not alone, and it shows that what we are feeling is normal. The other thing that can help is to share your feeling with someone that you trust. By sharing what we feel, it can help us to understand it some more. We might appreciate the feeling of excitement and happiness, or become less scared or anxious. So, we may just find that thinking about someone else or sharing our feelings helps us to see that we're not alone, either that or seeing for ourselves that our feelings are normal and there is nothing to be scared or anxious about after all. And when we see that, we'll know that our other intelligent friend, Charlie, is there as always, guiding us, helping us to make sense of things. I hope this podcast has been interesting for you, and if you have any other ideas for what you'd like me to talk about in other podcasts and stories, please let the adult know who suggested you listen to this, and I'll do my very best to talk about it. And we'll talk more about Charlie, Sam and Alex next time. Bye for now, and hopefully speak again soon.